I'm Matahle.
And I'm Knox.
And you're listening to
Wanted Beauty.
Right, Knox, we're back.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So today we're going to talk about skin health, obviously. Mm. Well, not obviously, but I think it is our favorite topic, you and I both. We do love skincare. Hashtag skin first. But skin health is holistic health, I think, because what's happening on the inside is always going to show on the outside, which is why, therefore, what we do eat is always going to show on our skin. And that's why we are calling today's episode Skin Food. Mm. And I'm excited to talk about that today and just talk about some of the food ingredients we usually see in on our jars, on our bottles of skin products. And just talk about what that all means. Is it sufficient? Is it real? Does it work? How does food actually relate to skin?
To skin, yeah. No, it's an interesting topic because I feel like food and beauty, though they sound different, they do kind of meet somewhere. There's a synergy there because, as you said, it's like what you put on the inside will reflect on the outside. We are what you eat, that type of concept that's always been there. So since beauty's become way more holistic, we definitely have to look at not only just what we put on, but also what we're putting inside. So I think it's very interesting and exciting that beauty is going in that direction, that we are considering what ingredients in food and what properties and benefits that we get from food that we eat, how that can affect our skincare and kind of bolster and boost that. So
always very interesting. We were actually reminiscing earlier, talking about those good old beauty launches where we
would go to
those fancy lunches and have a 3-course meal, and all the ingredients of the meal will be matched to the ingredients of the product that's being launched. It was so nice.
It was lovely. It was exciting as well, because then you get to like, it's like a 360 experience, because you feel it, you touch it, you eat it,
you're smelling it.
So it really helps with the food experience and the beauty experience as well, which is very cool.
I agree. I miss those days.
Yeah, I definitely miss those days.
All right, so we're going to do 2 ingredients each, and then we are going to tackle one last ingredient together that everybody knows about, it's quite divisive. Let's start with yours. What do you have to talk about today?
Hey, so there's so many ingredients, you know, that are food based or food related or food inspired. So the one of the first ingredients that I do really love is turmeric. We all know turmeric, we use it, it's in the spice rack.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there, you know, put it on your rice, put it in your biryani.
It's messy.
It's messy, but it's so good. But it's so good. And turmeric is such an amazing ingredient because it's got antioxidant properties. It's great, it's anti-inflammatory. So the benefits that it has when you ingest it is kind of the same that you have when you have it in an ingredient and put on your skin. It's great for inflammation, it's great for brightening the skin, so you'll find it in a lot of, like, paired with vitamin C or you know, any type of brightening mask. Great for glow, it gives you that like golden yellow sometimes, but some of them do stain, but that very glowy, warm look to the skin. So I love that one because it almost feels very like there's a wellness element to it as well. And also just with immunity, if you do ingest it, you know, in a shake, that's also like a really great one as well. I remember actually the brand Skuen had it's called the Skin Side Out, those smoothies that you would have, and it also had a turmeric variant of that, and was so good. I actually had like a box of those, and they're really good. They were tasty too.
I was gonna say that the thing with turmeric also, even though it's an amazing spice and you use it in like really tasty and spicy curries, the ingredient itself, the taste is not that pungent. It's not very strong. It's actually almost no taste. You can smell it a little bit. the more color earthy-ish. It's a very earthy taste. Yeah. So I suppose like drinking it in a smoothie is not gonna feel like you drinking your curry.
100%. 100%. So okay. That's such a beautiful ingredient. And you find it everywhere. There's like turmeric lattes that you can get. There's, you know, soaps and masks. So it's such a great ingredient. And also it's an ingredient that almost everybody has in their cupboard. Yeah. You know, there's also DIY masks, turmeric masks, yes, mixed with yogurt. So it's such a versatile ingredient, and yeah, it's really one of my favorites.
Well, speaking of yogurt, you're gonna talk about my ingredient, and it's not exactly a food, but it is an ingredient that's quite common in food.
Yes.
It's lactic acid, but it's also can be referred to as lactate. It's an alpha hydroxy acid. It's also something that is naturally produced by our bodies. But the foods that you can find in fermented foods are very loaded with lactic acid. So every time you say fermented food, the first food that comes up is sauerkraut. Although it should probably be amasi.
Yes, that's where I went. So I was like amasi, yogurt.
Amasi, yogurt. So that stuff, I mean, yogurt is great if you apply it topically on skin. For example, we know like with even other feminine issues, like if thrush, plain yogurt can be amazing for that. But yeah, fermented foods like yogurt, like cheese.
Yes, all those cultures and the prebiotics.
Absolutely. And of course, you can ferment your own vegetables. You can do your own process of fermentation, and pretty much any vegetable that you do ferment, or any food that you do ferment, will then have the lactic acid in there. Olives as well are apparently quite rich in lactic acid, which I did not realize. So I thought that was quite interesting.
And they're not my favorite, so maybe they should be.
Oh, really?
I
love olives. Yeah. I do love. Do you drink martinis?
No, because of the olive. Not because of the vodka.
I might drink martinis
because of that. Say it's skincare. You'll just be like, oh, it's my skincare routine.
All right. So the interesting thing with lactate is that when you work out, if you do a vigorous workout and your body starts to break down the carbs and release energy, that's when your body is actually starting to produce a lot of lactic acid.
Yes.
It's not the only way that it produces it, but that's kind of the main way, or the commonly known way. You also find it in your red blood cells, your muscle cells as well. But as a topical ingredient, it's an amazing exfoliant. It's great for sensitive skin because it's not going to be abrasive. It's not a scrub. It's literally something you apply and it gently exfoliates, smoothens the skin, takes away all the dry patches. That's my ingredient.
That's a stunning one. Like I love lactic acid, especially like a facial or in a peel.
It was my first peel ever. I was super scared of peeling. Then I went
because it's so gentle and hydrating.
I went to see Sonette and she was like lactic peel, and I was like, what's that? And she was like, it's like a milk peel. I remember going,
yes,
huh?
I think,
and then
I
she was like, remember in the olden days people would be taking baths in milk. This is exactly
that's
why
reason.
To
that's
soften the skin, it's the lactic acid in the milk, and
that's exactly why.
Awesome.
Okay, so my second ingredient that I really love and I'm kind of like into right now, both inside and outside, is mushrooms. Now, mushrooms, when people think...
Okay, let me shut up.
Not shrooms, Matt. Mushrooms, not shrooms. But yeah, mushrooms, it's kind of interesting because it's... people know mushrooms as like a hallucinogen or like the fun version, inverted commas. But it's,
or just button mushrooms to cook with.
Or button from Willy's. But mushroom is such a great ingredient that has been used in skincare right now. And there's actually quite a few. Like you just think button mushrooms or shiitake, you know. But there's so many like beautiful, they're called aptogenic mushrooms, yes. So all medicinal mushrooms that can be used both inside and out to supplement your skincare, to supplement your wellness, your health. So you have mushrooms like reishi, which is really good for your longevity, your immunity, your skin. Lion's mane is another mm-hmm. mushroom that's great for like your cognitive function.
Lion's mane is having a moment.
Yeah, there's like, it's in everything. It's in powders. Yeah, yeah. It's in like supplements that people take every day. So there's so many different types of mushrooms, and they're so good for like different areas of your body and also for your skin. So the brand that really stands out for me in terms of like mushroom skincare, and that's championing uh-huh. mushroom skincare, is Origins. They have this beautiful mushroom range, skincare range called Mega Mushroom. And it has all these types of mushrooms that we talked about, but it really addresses the resilience of the skin, because it's amazing. Very good for soothing, because it has anti-aging properties, yes, but also in anti-inflammation properties.
The range, is it just topical?
It is topical, so uh-huh. it's just face. So they have serums, they have soothing lotions, they have fortifying emulsions. So it really helps with skin resilience and with soothing and with really strengthening the skin barrier as well.
I love that, Knox. Mm. But also, I mean, with mushrooms, we're talking about holistic health.
Mm.
I know that lion's mane, that is very popular right yes. now, is also, is it anxiety that it helps with? What do you know anything about that?
I know that there are in some instances that it can be used for anxiety, because there's another brand as well, which I've also used, where they have used it in that sense of like yeah. anxiety and cognitive function. So it'll be Good Mind, and they really they have lion's mane as well, but it's a bunch of mushrooms that they've used.
Amazing. So I attended a mushroom festival in Hoxback last year
mm.
in the Eastern Cape, and they do it once a year, and they get speakers from around the country, yeah. like professors and researchers and scientists, and they come and they just present different mushrooms. So they literally had a display. It was like a museum of mushrooms. Some yeah. are huge, Knox, and some look nothing like
they
mushrooms.
They look very scary.
But it was a very interesting time, because there were so many talks, just the different types of mushrooms and the different functions and the different ways to it's very interesting. And I think we're only at the beginning of the whole mushroom.
Yeah, we haven't even begun to tap into that.
Yeah. Okay, well, my second ingredient, again, it's not exactly a food, but it is found in food.
You're right.
And I suppose that's the interesting thing with this topic, when we say skin food. It's kind of like what you're feeding your skin, but we're also talking about food ingredients. My one is, it's an ingredient I really love, and I've only recently learned more about it because I think it serves me in many different parts of my life.
Right.
At this stage of my life, and that is magnesium.
Oh, yes.
So the first thing I learned about magnesium was its ability to reduce cortisol levels.
Yes.
And I was like, perked up as soon as I heard that. I was like, ding, ding. I think they're talking to me.
Yes, and me.
Listen. Just black women.
Yeah, just okay. Cortisol.
Can we just say cortisol? Black women.
Period.
So cortisol, for those who don't know, it's a stress hormone, basically. Yeah. And when it goes up, you can face all kinds of health issues. And you want to keep your cortisol levels down. So when I heard magnesium is really great for this, I was kind of like, let's find out more. What it is, it's a mineral. It's an important mineral, and it's something that your body uses a lot.
Yeah.
It really helps with bone structure in the body. As I said, it's a mood enhancer, which is amazing. But it's really great for your muscles, for your nerves. It's great for your bone health, and it just slows down your cardiovascular diseases.
Yes.
I also heard that it helps with migraines. It can help with migraines. I don't know how true that is. I don't get migraines, but my sister does. So actually, I should.
You should give her some magnesium.
I'm recommending some magnesium to her and see what she says. And then in skincare, you know, products, it's usually used to formulate topical products in skincare. And they do that because it's also just a really great restorer of the skin barrier function. So it's used a lot in products that are going to address eczema, any kinds of breakouts, age spots. It's really good for that. But in foods that you eat, foods that are really rich in magnesium, everyone thinks fish, but apparently that's not a lot at all of magnesium in fish. You're better off eating your nuts, your seeds, your whole grains, and your legumes.
Yeah,
if that you want to pack up on magnesium.
Because when I think fish, I'm like omega-3s.
Sure, omega-6s, the oils and the omega-3s, sure.
But magnesium is good, though. Like, I think it's also one of the other the ingredients that are quite a buzz right now as well, because a lot of people use it for their sleep health.
Well, I was going to say, it is quite a buzz because also the whole topic of menopause and perimenopause and sleep and amnesia. I mean, not amnesia.
That's a topic for another
brain
day.
Brain fog, for sure, but not amnesia. So brain fog is a huge symptom, but insomnia is another one.
Yes, yes, yes.
And with women who are in perimenopause or postmenopausal, there was this big complaint of, oh my gosh, alcohol, every time you drink, you find it difficult to sleep. And I've been struggling with that, but actually it feels like it's just wine. So more and more women are going, no, it's actually wine. It's actually if I drink wine before bed that I struggle to sleep. So I'm still looking into it and going, I wonder what's that about? Like, is it the way?
That's interesting.
And I was like, they're right.
Yeah.
If I have a whiskey, it's not the same. I can sleep just fine. But it's the wine. As soon as
wonder,
it's wine,
something in the grapes.
You really struggle with the sleep.
With the sleep, yeah.
So interestingly, yeah. So what's that last ingredient? The divisive one.
The divisive
some
one.
Some people think it's trad. Like some people think, come on, guys, it's just PR.
So we say divisive because it's divisive in the world, but I think between you and I, it's also quite divisive because we didn't come to a consensus here.
Yes.
So the next ingredient that we're going to talk about is collagen. Now, we've all heard about collagen. We know that it's, you know, great. It's needed in the skin basically collagen holds up the skin structure. So it helps the skin to stay nice and firm, nice and plump, and just stop the sag and gravity doing its thing. But the divisiveness, comes in when you get collagen skincare and collagen
supplements,
collagen to drink. I don't know if it works for me personally because I have, you know, drank collagen, but I don't personally see a difference. I don't know if it's maybe a skin dysmorphia type thing where I can't see it on my own skin. Some people say it works and that's great. But for me personally, it is quite a difficult one to say. Does it work?
Yes.
Does it not work? What are your points?
So, so collagen also, I mean, it's a protein that our body naturally produces, right? So it's in us. We are born with it. Our body is constantly making it. And then as we get older, it just starts, our body produces less and less of it. And then our skins get, you know, more and more dehydrated, start to sag, start to wrinkle and all the things because we're just not producing enough and then we want to supplement it.
Yes.
So Knox and I were having this conversation. Knox was like, listen, these topical products,
I don't know.
So, and I was like, what? What do you mean? But now I'm looking at you and I'm also like, but you don't even need the collagen. So actually, maybe it's because there's no difference because you are pumped with the collagen already. Like, you don't, look at your face.
But according to stats, I do need it because the sad truth is that from like the age of 25.
But we know the stats are stated on Caucasian skin. Oh, and we know that our skin, we crack way
later.
So, all right, let's get serious. But I am serious. I mean, everything I've said.
Yeah,
I mean
that's true.
Okay, so I'm a believer in collagen because before I even knew about collagen, I was introduced to a skincare brand, QMS, the German skincare brand by Dr. Schultz, the great plastic surgeon. he extracts his collagen for his products from cow skin.
Oh, yeah.
And he makes these amazing serums, a day serum and a night serum. It's like thick, it's gunky, it's brown, it smells a bit foul. My kind of skincare.
The best ones. That's always the good ones.
And I used that stuff after I had had a facial, and I used it together with their gel exfoliant. So I always would apply it when my skin is ready to absorb it, when it's completely buffed, exfoliated, you know?
Mm.
No dead skin on me.
Yeah.
And I would put that stuff on at night, and in the morning, knocks. My skin will be different. It will bounce. It will be bouncy. It will be smooth. It will be soft. And I remember the first, I was like, oh my goodness, what is this stuff?
Yeah.
So I'm a true believer of QMS collagen.
Mm.
I've tried other collagen serums. No, I understand why you kind of roll your eyes because
see, I want to see something like right there and then.
Exactly. So I've tried other collagen, and I think the reason is because they skimp on how much collagen is actually in this damn product.
Oh gosh.
So there's that, right? So the brand might go, yes, it's a collagen serum, but how much collagen is actually in this
exactly.
gel that
I think,
you are selling me?
Exactly. I think also the thing is where the debate of does collagen work came into the picture is it was a question of how much collagen is in the product, what type of collagen
is different types
exactly, like where is this collagen going to go in the body once it gets there?
Yes.
Is it actually being absorbed by the skin? Is it small enough, you know?
Once I ingest it, is it going to go to the right place?
Exactly.
Or is it just going, am I going to pass it through?
100%. Because, you know, there's about 5 types of collagen. And, you know, type 1 is the one that mainly goes to hair, skin, and nails. But then type 2 goes to, like, your cartilage, you know, and then the type 3 will go to like your organs. So depending on what the type is that they've used, what are you servicing exactly? So you might like have great cartilage, but hair, skin and nails are not necessarily benefiting, you know. So that was where people were like, we're not sure if it works.
And it's interesting to me because brands aren't very transparent about that kind of information.
Mm.
So if I'm a brand and I make a serum, and it's a collagen serum, I think a big part of my communication in launching this product is going to be telling you exactly what kind of serum it is and why it's going
100%.
To work for what, you know?
Exactly.
But I've never seen any brand tell it's kind of like, it's got collagen.
It's because it was very buzzy and people are like, collagen, people are ingesting collagen.
So people could be drinking these collagen shakes and their nails are growing like crazy, but it's doing nothing
for the
skin.
And it's maybe going to your eyeball. And you don't even know. Could be going to your, because it's collagen in the eyeball as well. So you actually never know. But I think because it was such a buzzy type of thing to do, and it's very like wellness girl aesthetic, I'm gonna have my bone broth, I'm going to have my little collagen smoothie, and you know, I'm doing something for my skin. But
I'm gonna say something right now that a lot of people might thank me for. Listen, those collagen serums are not cheap
at all.
A lot of them don't work. Some do. A lot don't. Those collagen shakes are not cheap
at all.
But do you know what does the job? Castor oil.
You see, now castor oil is also very divisive in my world.
Castor oil. I have been using castor oil since August last year.
Wow.
Every day on my face, I mix it with whatever I am putting on. I use a drop of whatever I'm using and then a drop of castor oil.
Wow.
Every night on my face. And it has been incredible. I've used it on my kids' scars. I use it on, I am obsessed. And I always have a bottle. Has to be glass. Has to be opaque. If it's in plastic, get rid of it, because 100%. Castor oil absorbs everything. So can you imagine the plastic toxins that
fungaring
there? So, castor oil, I promise you guys, Knox doesn't believe me, but again, Knox is young, and she doesn't have the problems I have with my skin.
Yo,
I have addressed this.
You're also pumped with collagen.
It's the castor oil.
Castor oil.
If you don't, listen, guys, Cyril's economy is stressing everybody.
That's the thing.
Do not have the bucks to be going out there and trying and testing different collagen products, go to Dis-Chem. Find collagen in a glass, dark brown bottle or black bottle, and just a tiny bit goes a long way. It's very thick, it's very gunky, but just start with your crow's feet.
Just a small area.
Just a small, or start with that acne post-inflammation spot that's not going away next to your nose because you played with that zit and now you have that dark mark that your concealer is not concealing. Just start with that.
Yeah.
Just start, keep rubbing it every night, every morning. And come thank me
I think
later.
The thing with castor oil is that I've got a trauma of taking it, of ingesting it.
I wasn't those kids. My mom used to go, no, you don't need it. You don't play in the farm. Like, why?
I'm ingesting castor oil. And I'm like, about it, the smell, I'm like, I don't.
I had friends when we would be playing outside and then my bees would, yeah, comes. And he's like, where did you go? No, I had to go drink castor oil.
And it's just like
and
a spoon,
I'd get
a
home
spoon,
and say, mama, why don't we drink? And she's like, because you don't play with animals. And we're not on a farm. Like, why would you... So then I asked, but why do you go? No, it cleans your stuff. Why can't we? Mama, so I never had the castor oil. In fact, Nandi Puppet, I wanted it.
Yes.
I never got it. And now I'm using it on my
That's why I've just got an adversary, like the smell of it alone. So I'm just like, I will try it now because did she say that it's great?
And also, for those who are making their kids drink the stuff to clean, you don't have to make the kid. You can literally rub it on the child's tummy and it will have the exact same effect. They will go to the toilet. They will actually clean out their tummies. Yes.
Cheat code.
So when my daughter, William, is always complaining, tummy's bloated or whatever, I say lie on your back and she puts her feet up against the wall, elevate the legs, and then we just rub the tummy with a bit of castor oil.
Yes.
Within half an hour, she's gone to the loo and she's back and she's relieved and
oh,
she's happy.
Oh my gosh.
And it works. It's really nature's
so
magic.
It's the hidden gem, yeah. Clearly.
And there's
castor
a reason
oil
your mother was giving it to you. She wasn't crazy.
We should have just put it on my face, rather.
Castor oil and the other kind of goes without saying, if we're talking good skincare, good holistic leafy greens. My kids
of
always.
Course.
I'm like, do you know what's going to help? They go, leafy greens. Because it's true. And water.
And water.
Always. Water.
Yeah, water's always
leafy
a good
greens,
one.
Water, and castor oil.
And as much as people are like, water's cliche, people are like, what's your beauty secret? Water.
Yeah,
it works.
And sleep.
100%.
and I think sleep. That's it.
And low cortisol levels.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. Those are our ingredients. I think that's a wrap.
Those are some good ones. I think so too. There's a lot to take in, a lot to digest. But yeah, I think these are some good ones. The castor oil, I'm going to try it. I'm going to just skim after this.
You should. 100%. Please do.
And QMS as well, of course.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was fun, as always.
As always.
Until next time.
Bye-bye. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts, reviews, and subscribe for free on Iono, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.